If you have your Bible, turn with 1 Kings tonight, 1 Kings chapter 22. 1 Kings chapter 22. I want to begin reading tonight. We'll begin reading at verse 1. The Bible says, "And they continued 3 years without war between Syria and Israel. And it came to pass in the third year that Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, came down to the king of Israel. And the king of Israel said unto his servants, Know ye that Ramoth of Gilead is ours, and we be still, and take it not out of the hand of the king of Syria. And he said unto Jehoshaphat, Wilt thou go with me to battle to Ramoth Gilead? And Jehoshaphat said to the king of Israel, I am as thou art, my people as thy people, and thy horses as thy horses. And Jehoshaphat said unto the king of Israel, Inquire, I pray thee, at the word of the Lord today. Then the king of Israel gathered the prophets together, about 400 men, and said unto them, Shall I go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall I forbear? And they said, Go up, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And Jehoshaphat said, Is there not here a prophet of the Lord? Besides that, we may inquire of him. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man, Micah, the son of Imlah, but by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him. For he doth not prophesy good concerning me, but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then the king of Israel called an officer and said, Hasten hither, Micah, the son of Imlah. And the king of Syria of Israel and Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, set each on his throne, having put on their robes, in a void place in the entrance of the gate of Samaria, and all the prophets prophesied before them. And Zedekiah, the son of Shemaiah, made him horns of iron, and he said, Thus saith the Lord, With these shalt thou push the Assyrians until thou have consumed them. And all the prophets prophesied so, saying, Go up to Ramoth Gilead and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the king's hand. And the messenger that was gone to call Micah spake unto him, saying, Behold now the words of the prophets, declare good unto the king with one mouth. Let thy word, I pray thee, be like the word of one of them, and speak that which is good. And Micah said, As the Lord liveth, what the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. So he came to the king, and the king said unto him, Micah, shall we go against Ramoth Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? And he answered him, Go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it into the hand of the king. And the king said unto him, How many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord? And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? And he said, Hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne, and all the host of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left. And the Lord said, Who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead? And one said on this matter, and another said on that matter. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. But Zedekiah the son of Shekinah went near and smote Micah on the cheek and said, Which way went the spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? And Micah said, Behold, thou shalt see in that day when thou shalt go into an inner chamber and hide thyself. And the king of Israel said, Take Micah and carry him back unto Amnon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son, and say, Thus saith the king, Put this fella in the prison and feed him from bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace. And Micah said, If thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, Hearken, O people, every one of you. I want to preach tonight, if God will be my help, for just a few minutes. Try not to be too long on the God of truth and love. The God of truth and love. As we see this tonight and we see this picture playing out, the King Ahab, he had sided up, and Syria had come in, and they was a part of the land. Amen. That King Ahab said, "You know that belongs to me." So he gets Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, and they come together, and he said, "Hey, would you come down and would you help me?" Jehoshaphat, he comes down. He said, "Yeah, I'll help you." He said, "Your people will be like my people. My people will be like your people. My horses will be yours. Whatever you need, king," he said, "I'll help you." Amen. And old Jehoshaphat, he was a pretty good king. He was a king that feared God. Amen. And he come down to old Ahab. You know, Ahab was a wicked man. Old Ahab was a wicked king. And there was a time in his life, praise God, that old Ahab, the old prophet Elijah had told him, he said, "If you don't quit your wicked ways, amen, God's going to take you out of here." Amen. Just a little while before that, praise be to God, the Bible says, old Ahab, he put a sackcloth on and in his garment, put sackcloth on, and prayed and seek God, pray, and asked God for forgiveness. And God gave him an acquittal, amen, for just a little season. He said, "I'll not put what I had planned for old Ahab on him. I'll put it on his children, on the next generation." Amen. But old King Ahab, he comes back to his wicked ways, and he's not mindful of God. And he gets old Jehoshaphat, and they get down there to the point that they're getting ready to go to battle and getting ready to get a game plan together. Now, I want you to picture this tonight. I want to try my best to paint you a picture so that you can see this. And they get down there, and they get together. He said, "All right." He said, "What we need to do?" And old Jehoshaphat, he said, "King, first thing we need to do," he said, "we need to get a hold of God. Amen. We need to pray, and we need to get a hold of man of God, and we need to see what God's will is in this situation." Amen. And old Ahab, he said, "Well, I've done got that under control. I got 400 prophets here." He said, "We'll see what they got to say." And them old prophets, they come together there, and they say, "Oh yeah, king, you just go ahead and you go up to Ramoth-Gilead and praise God, hey, everything's going to go your way, everything." Hey, you know what they were? They were a bunch of yes men, amen, that the old king had. They was afraid of what he might say, what he might do, amen. They knew what he wanted to hear, and they told him, praise God, that they thought he wanted to hear. 400 of them, amen. I won't say, praise God, we're living today in age. Praise God, these men all over this country, and I'll tell you, hey, if you hunt around long enough, they'll tell you what you want to hear. Yeah. You see, I see people all the time bouncing from church to church, praise God, trying to find a place where somebody will tell them something that they want to hear. Amen? It happens all the time. People going from place to place, trying to find somebody that'll tickle their ear. Tell them how good they are, how pretty they look, how good they smell. Amen? Praise God, hey, listen, you know what's wrong with them? They're stinking rotten. What the problem is, amen, full of sin and a transgression, praise God, just like these old boys, amen, and they tell them a lie. Amen. But I see this as old Jehoshaphat, he said, "Hey, listen, king." He said, I hear what you say, and these prophets here, they said, "Go on up and the Lord will deliver you into the hand of the king." Amen. Hey, these men pleasers. And Jehoshaphat said, "Well, king, let me ask you a question." He said, "Is there not a prophet of the Lord?" Yeah. Amen. He's talking about the L-O, the capital L, capital O, capital R, capital D, Lord. He's talking about God, God Almighty. He said, "Is there not a prophet of God, amen, that you can inquire of, from?" Amen. And the king of Israel, he says, old Jehoshaphat, he said, "Yes, and there is yet one man." He said, "Oh, Micah, the son of Amnon." But said, I hate that man. He said, "I hate that old prophet. Say, he don't ever tell me what I want to hear." Amen? I believe these people hate preachers. These people that don't like me because I don't tell them what they want to hear. I tell them what God says. Amen? How God helped their heart. Amen? Praise the Lord. How God will encourage them. How God will show them the right way. Amen. He said, "That old fellow," said, "I hate him." See, he don't ever tell me things. He never tells me nothing good, only but evil. And Jehoshaphat said, "Let not the king say so." He said, "Wait a minute, king." He said, "No, hey, I like old Jehoshaphat." He said, "Don't say that about the man of God. Amen. He's trying to help you." But now I want you to notice this picture. So the king called an officer and said, "Hasten hither, Micah, the son of Imnah." And so he said, "Now you go get him. And they get, and while he's there, they said, the king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, the king of Judah, sat each on his throne, having put on their robes in a void place at the entrance of the gates of Samaria. Now I want you to picture this tonight. King Ahab calls one of his officers. He said, you go over there and you fetch Micah and you bring him here. And while they're there, they get up there in the gate of Samaria, and you get the king of Judah and the king of Israel, praise God, and they set up and they put on their royal attire. Amen. They get dressed up like they somebody. They set up on their thrones. Amen. They bring out their chairs, their royal chairs, and they set them out there and they sat by the gate. Amen. Sitting there in royalty. Sitting there like they're somebody. Can you picture this? And they go, and this messenger goes out and he goes and he gets Micah. But while he's gone, he said, they're sitting there. And so one of these prophets, he raised up and said, you know, we need to put on some kind of show. We need to let them see, praise God, that there's a prophet in Israel. So Zedekiah, praise God, he rises up trying to be somebody himself before these two kings. And he makes some iron horns. And he says, you know what, king said, what are we going to do, praise God? And now he got, you know where he got that from? He brought that, praise God, out of Egypt when he brought them out. God done brought them out of Egypt, amen. He had done delivered them from that mess. But hey, God, where did the false prophets of this world have to go? They have to go back to Egypt, amen, to get that stuff they think will help them out. Amen. At Egypt, the top of the world, praise God. Hey, God done brought them through. He done lived them safe and sound. Brought them through everything, praise God, that the world and the devil could throw at them. And praise God, the first thing they do when he gets an opportunity, these old false prophets want to take you back to Egypt.
Yes, sir.
That's what they do with these old false books, amen. We got a bunch of false books in here. They call Bibles, but they ain't nothing but a bunch of fiction. Amen. They fiction. It's straight out of Egypt. Every one of them is out of Egypt. And every time an old deceiver, an old false prophet, he wants to get out that false book and begin to tell you, praise God, what it says. That's right. They bring out that old false book and they begin to try to show you from their book. Oh, it's a better version. Amen. The manuscripts are better preserved than that old King James stuff. But better preserved because somebody looked at it and said, boy, this is a bunch of phony baloney. And they put it on the shelf, praise God. Hey, where they messed up and putting on the shelf, they should have just chunked it in the garbage can.
Yeah,
amen. Burn it up so some of these little young ones coming along behind them couldn't get it. I'm afraid we got some stuff down at the house, praise God, that we ought to get rid of. Yeah. Amen. Our children don't need to come up behind us, our grandchildren, and get what mama and daddy's got, what grandma and papa's got, praise God, because it ain't fit to be had. Amen. But he said, hey, let's look at these irons of horn, these horns of iron, praise God. He said, we'll take them, and what we're going to do, we're going to impale them, praise God, and we're going to push them a serious plumb out of here. Amen. And all the other prophets, they lined up with them. All these other prophets lined up with them. They said, all right. He said, yeah. He said, go ahead, king, rise up. Go ahead up to Ramoth-Gilead. Hey, praise God, it's as good as yours. Amen. Them Ohio, he said, hey, look, I see the old idiot now putting him on his head running around like something crazy. Can you young and see that? Hearts of horns, like, yeah, we'll get rid of them. Amen. Like some kind of crazy thing, amen, like he can do something. Hey, Brad, amen, when it takes the power of God to do. Amen. I won't tell you, praise God, we don't have power in ourselves. We can't overcome the devil and the enemies of this world. Praise God, the only one that can overcome it is God Almighty. Through the power of the Holy Ghost, amen, to move in our hearts and give us that help that we need. Praise God for this journey called life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. But they, he said, yeah, so I got it right here. This will work. And every, you say, well, preacher, how in the world can you be so deceived? Because there's a spirit of deception. Amen. He's a spirit of deception. So this old messenger, he gets over to Micah, gets that old man of God, the old prophet of God, and he brings him over and he said, hey, listen, Micah. He said, we're going up here before the king at Ahab. He don't care much for you. He said, how about just, he said, these old prophets, 400 prophets there. And said, they've done prophesied and said, you know, the king, in one voice, they said, hey, it's going to be all right. You go ahead and go up. He said, you go up to Ramoth-Gilead and praise God. Everything's going to be out. He's going to go up. He's going to bring you back in peace. He said, you just tell the old king, praise God, what he wants to hear. Old Mike said, well, he said, I tell you. He said, well, what I have to tell him, what thus says the Lord. Amen. He said, I can't tell him that because, hey, what I'm going to have to tell him, if I tell him, praise God, anything, I'm going to have to tell him what God says. Amen. He said, I'm going to have to give him the word of God if I speak to him. And said, Micah said, as the Lord liveth and the Lord saith unto me, that will I speak. He said, just sure as he's a God in glory, amen. He said, I'm going to tell you what God says.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I don't care if your hair lips a king, the devil, the whole world. He said, I'm going to tell you what God says. Amen. I'm your pastor. I love you too much to tell you a lie. I'm going to tell you the truth. I don't care who don't like it, praise God. I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. If we're living in sin, if we're doing things that's sinful, praise God, I'm going to tell you.
Sure.
Amen. So, you know why? So you can get out of that mess. I ain't going to leave you caught up in deception. The devil's lie, praise God. But like this, oh Micah, he goes over to the king, that chapter, verse 15. Said, so he came to the king. Now you just see this picture. Them two kings are sitting there on each side of the gate of Samaria. They're in their royal robes and their crowns on. They looking good. Amen. That old crazy lunatic, Zadok, he's there. He's got them iron horns. He's running around like a rabid bull. Amen. Making all kind of noises and a racket to be seen. You know what? Both these false prophets in the world, you know what their problem is? All they want to do is be seen. They don't care nothing about the soul of men. They don't care nothing about our families or homes. Amen. They don't care nothing about our nation or our people. All they want to do is be seen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm telling you right. It said they pull up here to the king. Well, I said, so he came to the king. And the king said unto him, Micah, shall we go against Ramoth-Gilead to battle, or shall we forbear? Now listen to what he says. And he answered him, go and prosper, for the Lord shall deliver it in your hands. So go up there and prosper, king. Said, I guess the Lord's going to give it to you. And the king said unto him, amen. Now I could just see old Micah saying it kind of a different attitude. Amen. Being facetious, amen. Saying, hey, listen, yeah, go ahead, king, go on up there. Everything's going to be all right. Looks good. Amen. Hey, that's what he told him. That's what the old master told him king wanted to hear.
Yeah.
Amen. He said, that's what the king wanted to hear. So he just told him. He said, all right, so go ahead. Said, everything looks good. And no king, I like this. And he said, go up and prosper. And the king said unto him, how many times shall I adjure thee that thou tell me nothing but that which is true in the name of the Lord?
Amen.
He said, how many times I got to tell you? I want you to tell me the truth. Amen. I just want you to tell me the truth. So listen to what he says. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered. He said, you know what he said? What he's saying to himself, I can tell Mike, he said, you know what, king? You can't handle the truth. You don't want the truth. You would rather believe a lie. Amen. You know the whole world we live in today, I'd rather believe a lie. I'd rather believe a lie than accept the truth. A lie is easier to believe. I don't know why. I'd rather have the truth. Amen. I'd rather have somebody. Hey, if I got a booger on my face, I want somebody to tell me I got a booger on my face.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, I don't want to go around with that on me. Everybody's rubbing their nose. Praise the Lord, hadn't you? You say, well, preacher, that's embarrassing. It may be for a minute, but praise God, then it'll be gone.
Amen.
I want the truth, praise God. I told my wife, praise God, if my breath stinks, praise God, tell me. Amen. I can fix it then. I can't fix it if she don't tell me. Amen. Hey, you say, that's that you like about that. But man, praise God, we ought to desire the truth. The truth will never hurt us. Amen. It'll set us free, praise God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
So he goes on in it. And he says, hear thou. And he said, I saw all Israel scattered upon the hills as sheep that have not a shepherd. And the Lord said, these have no master. Let them return every man to his house in peace. Oh, Micah said, king, I saw you dead. Amen. Said, you want the truth? You can't handle truth, but I'll tell you the truth. He said, I saw you dead and the sheep scattered. Amen. And listen to what the old king said. And the king said, and the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, did I not tell you that he would not prophesy no good concerning me, but evil? Yeah. Amen. He told him the truth. He didn't want to hear the truth. You know what's wrong with us today? Praise God. We don't want to hear the truth. But the truth will set us free.
Amen.
Truth will free us from that bondage of sin that so easily besets us and helps us go on for the glory of God.
Amen.
Amen. And he said, and he's still listening. Micah confided. Now I want you to notice this right here. Micah begins to paint him a picture. Amen. Of what he saw. Micah begins to paint the most vivid picture, praise God, if there's ever been, of the very demons of hell, praise God, going into the presence of God to accuse the brethren. You know, they do that. Amen. Those very demons, praise God, they accuse the brethren day and night. That's all the time of trying to approach the throne of grace. Say, hey, did you know what Brother Bill Bryson done? Amen. They get thrills out of that. Amen. But Micah starts to paint a picture. He said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne. Can you go to picture this? Hear God Almighty sitting on the throne in glory in heaven. And he said, I saw the host of heaven standing by him on his right side and on the left. Now, can you imagine this? Here God Almighty is sitting in heaven. There's a host of heaven on the right, and there's a host of heaven on the left. And listen to what happens. And the Lord said, now this is a vivid picture, and who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth-Gilead? This is God asking the question. And one said on this manner, and another said on that manner. And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. Amen. And the Lord said unto him, wherewith? And he said, I will go forth and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth. Now get this, of all His prophets. Amen. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also. Go forth and do so. Amen. Can you see this picture? This evil, wicked spirit said, I'll go forth. Amen. To all his prophets. And I'll be a lying spirit in their mouth. Amen. He said, now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth. Now this is Micah talking. He said, now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all thy prophets. And the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee. Amen. Now I want you to see this picture. You say, well, preacher, I didn't think God was the instigator of evil. God's not the instigator of evil. God sent the Holy Spirit to deal with old King Ahab. God sent the Holy Spirit into the kingdom, pray God, to minister to their hearts. But they kept turning their hard heart and turning their hard heart, praise, and going their own way. Amen. So God sent this lying spirit to the prophets. Now listen to this. It's a spirit of deception that he sends. Amen. I want to say, praise, hey, now listen, this is God's, you say, well, this is something new. No, this is God's universal method for taking care of situations. Amen. It's His universal method for taking care of situations. God will deal with disobedience. Amen. God will deal, praise God, with people that turn from Him and are disobedient to Him. God will discipline them. God will try to bring them back. And praise God, when He don't, He'll turn you over into deception. Amen. If you want it, God will give it to you. That's why we're free moral agents. Amen. We have a free will to make choices for ourselves. If we wasn't, we'd just be robots. But God said tonight that we're not robots. Amen. We have opportunities. We have an obligation to make choices. And we need to make them according to what thus says the Word of God. Amen? So God uses this universal method to get a hold of them. that those that would listen to Him, praise God, they know the truth. The truth sets you free. Truth gives you guidance. Truth gives you truth. Amen. Truth, praise God, truth is always right. Deception, amen, untruth is always wrong. Amen. But for those who turn a deaf ear, those who will not listen, He sends them strong delusion. Amen. He'll send you a strong... That's why there's so many... me and Brother Bill talk about this all the time. You can go and talk to these young people out there and you talk to them about the way they're going, and man, how the devil's dragging them off and how they're messing up. And they'll sit there and look at you and they'll shake their head. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I know. I know, preacher. I know. Yeah, I know, preacher. I know, Brother Bill. I know. I know I'm going wrong. I'm doing wrong. I'm not doing right. But you say, well, you know, God says this. God said He'll help you if you'll just do this. I know. I know. But you know what is? They've got a heart of disobedience. They've got a heart of rebellion. And praise God, God. And they keep going after that deceiving spirit. And praise God, God just keeps letting them get in there deeper and deeper. Praise God. And He uses that to try to chastise them, try to bring them, have them intercept and see how wrong they are. Amen. But they keep going and they keep going. See, old Ahab just kept plowing on. Amen. Even when a man of God said, hey, God's trying to get your attention. But you better pay attention. See, he says if we ain't very careful, God will turn us over to a spirit of deception. Look at 2 Thessalonians. Let me just show you this. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9. He said, even him whose coming is after working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness to them that perish, because they receive not, now listen to this, they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. Do you know in order to be saved, praise God, you got to love the truth. Amen. We got to seek the truth. We got to desire the truth. We got to love the truth. He said, for this cause, now listen, verse 11, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11, for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, and they shall believe a lie. Brother Bill, I think where we're at today is with these youngins, praise God, have been sent strong delusion. They've turned over, praise God, to the devil. They've turned to the worldly things, and they said, you know what? We know about God, but we don't want God. We want everything that we can see, praise God, because it seems so good right now. Amen? And it's deception of the devil. Amen? It's just a big deception. Verse 12, that they all, who is that? That's all unbelievers. That's all that's not seeking after truth. He said, all that they all might be damned who believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Amen? He says, hey, listen, this is the God of glory, praise God, trying to tell you the truth, but you don't want the truth. Amen? We don't want the truth. That's what's wrong with America today. We don't want the truth. We're falling away. Our kids are killing each other. The drug addicts is taking over. Amen. They're destroying their homes, their city. There's prostitution and fornication everywhere. And we give over to the deception that everything's all right. But I want to say, praise God, tonight, everything ain't okay. We are messed up. As I said this morning, we're out of order. Praise God. But God said there's an order, praise God, that we can come into and we can see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. So this these lying prophets rise up. Amen. God's universal method, He lets deception come in to try to get your attention. Amen. He lets deception, praise God, come in, praise God, to try to show you that the way of the devil is wrong. He's done this before. This ain't the first time this takes place. Remember old King Saul? Remember old King Saul, he got over there in 1 Samuel chapter 15. I preached on this a while back, where he got over there and God said, I want you to go down. I want you to utter, destroy all these that hindered you when you come into the land. And old King Saul went in there, praise God, didn't utter, destroy, amen. Kept out the best, amen, to worship, sacrifice with. Went up and made an altar, praise God, to himself, because he's such a great dude. Amen. God come along and said, I told Samuel to go over there, and Samuel went over there, and the old King Saul said, hey, he said, look what I've done. He said, I've offered to the Lord, praise God, I've done exactly what God said to do. Old Samuel, the prophet, he said, what's this lowing of cattle out of here? So where'd they come from? You bring them from home? So, no, said, we kept out the best for the Lord. Amen. Samuel said, that's not what God said to do. God said to go over there and destroy that mess. So we see as it rocks on, 1 Samuel chapter 16, that old King Saul comes up there, and the Lord sends Samuel out to find a little old shepherd boy over there in the field, amen, and to anoint him to be king of Israel. He said, you go anoint this little boy. Said, Saul ain't fit to be king. Why? Because he won't listen to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. So he goes over there and he anoints King David. But in 1 Samuel 16, 13, he anoints David and Samuel rose up and went to Ramah. Verse 14 said, but the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit of the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, behold, thou an evil spirit from God troubled thee. You say God sends evil spirits on us? No, he don't seek no evil spirit on you. He withdraws himself, praise God. When you get to pushing him away, he'll just step back. Amen. Give you some room. Amen. If you want room, God will give you room. Amen. He'll give you, he'll give you enough rope to hang yourself. Praise God. You'll get out there where you realize that you need some help. Amen. But what he did, you say, well, this evil spirit, he said, God, from the Lord troubled him. Yeah, God sent this. Amen. Hey, I'm afraid that these men today that's in this same situation, they were happy. They were rejoicing. They were satisfied in the Lord. Amen. God was a blessing. God was a helping. God was ministering to their need. God was touching their family and their home. God was touching their life. And they turned their back on God and they walked away. Didn't even look back. Praise God. And God sent this spirit upon them. Amen. Man, a spirit. What kind of spirit is it? It's a spirit of dissatisfaction. It's a spirit of malcontent. It's a spirit of depression. God sends it on you. Praise God, if you want it, praise God, God will give it to you. Yeah. Amen. Amen. But praise God tonight, if we'll stand up and realize He's a great big God that loves us. He wants to help us. He wants to encourage us. He wants to love us up, praise God, in His bosom and give us help. Amen. That's all He wants. He will if we'll let Him. But if we keep pushing him away, amen, that unrest will come. That dissatisfaction will come. Amen. And along about that time, I talked to a fellow this evening, and he said he's having a lot of problems with depression. You get away from God. You know the Lord, and you get in, and you partake in the good things of God, and recognize the Holy Spirit of God, and you turn your back on God. Amen. You'll be a depressed somebody. Amen. You know, we should preach, preacher, why is that? Because you'll not find no solace in this world. There's nothing in here, praise God. There's nothing around here that'll help you outside of the Lord. Amen. I know right now, I guarantee you, the old devil said some of these young people in here, he said, you know what? You ought to just quit. Ain't no use you keep going to church. You don't need this. You can do good enough by yourself. That's a lie of the devil. That's deception. If you'll suck that in, if you'll take that in, praise God, that deception will overrun you and you'll end up discouraged. You'll end up dissatisfied. You'll end up in depression. Amen. Because there's nothing in this world that'll satisfy you like God will. There's nothing in this world that'll satisfy you like knowing the precious Lamb of God. Amen. Saul was in about a depression. Why? Because of deliberate disobedience. When we deliberately disobey God, amen. We put ourselves in a mess. Amen. And it takes God to bring us out. You say, well, how do we get there? You fall on your face. Say, Lord, I need help. Amen. All old King Ahab would have had to done is listen to the man of God. Amen. That old prophet speaking from the throne of grace. Amen. And say, hey, I need help. Amen. But he didn't. Why? Because he was king. He was sitting there at the gate in his royal attire. He thought he was 6 foot tall or 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Amen? You ever know people like that? They think they're 10 foot tall and bulletproof. Nothing can hurt them. Yeah. They get disobedient to God, disrespectful to God in His house. Praise God. Before you know it, something major happened. And He'll bring them to a place that we need Him. You say, how do you know that? Because I remember the story of old King David. I remember what old King David got, amen. Psalms chapter 51, when he had sinned with Bathsheba, he's supposed to be on a battlefield, and he was up on the housetop looking around, looked over across there and saw this beautiful maiden bathing herself and lustfully desired her and had her brought to him. Amen. Slept with her, and she was conceived of a baby. Amen. And her husband out in the battlefield fighting for the kingdom. And David conspired, and instead of fixing it, make it right, and repenting and doing what was right, amen, he called her husband out of the field, amen, and had him tried to get him to go down and sleep with her so he could fix it, make it look like it wasn't his. It wasn't the king, but it was his. Amen. That's not the way you fix it. Pray God, you repent from God, you get things fixed up where you do right.
Amen.
Amen. And then he took old Uriah, the Hittite, praise God. He after a couple of days, he'd seen that he wasn't going to do that. He was more loyal, praise God, to the king than the king was to his God. Amen. He sent old Uriah with a note down there to old Joab. And that old Uriah carried that thing down there sealed up with the king's insignia on it. He put it in old Joab's hand. And little did he know that he was carrying his own death warrant. Amen. And old King David, praise God, they put Uriah down there in a wall, praise God, where a woman threw a piece of pottery over and killed him, amen. And praise God, and old David thought it was all over, it was finished. But praise God, that was only the beginning. Bible said to be sure your sin will find you out. Amen. It will find you out, praise God. You can't hide from your sin. Amen. That felt all right. The devil didn't like it. You can't hide from your sin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Devil hate that. You can't hide from your sin. Amen. The Lord will find you out. He sees it all. Praise God. He said, old David said he was wondering, worried about that. Amen. And old Nathan, the prophet, come down there to him. He said, David. He said, son. He said, hey, there was a fella that had a one little ewe lamb. Amen. Said that he loved that little old ewe lamb like it was one of his youngins. Amen. He even brought it in the house, fed it at the table. Amen. Where they'd eat. Loved that little old lamb. And praise God. But said there was an old fella come along and said he had a guest at his house. And because he thought he was somebody, instead of taking one of his many, he took that one little ewe lamb and he slew it, praise God, to feed that a visitor. And the old King David was enraged. He's mad. He said, well, he said, he got to have his life. And said, pay threefold. Old Nathan looked at him between beak and bill, said, David, he said, that man was you. Amen. He said, you had all these wives, you had this whole kingdom. He said, if there's anything that you need, all you had to do is ask of God.
Yeah.
And he would have supplied it. He said, but you took this one, and said, you done wickedly in the eyes of God. And that baby that was conceived of Bathsheba, that thing took ill. Amen. Now this, you got to think about this. This had been some time. There had been some time taking place between that and this. Amen. There had been some time. There had been some water under the bridge. David maybe forgot about that. Maybe put it behind him. Maybe thought everybody forgot about that. Maybe he had even forgot about it too. But I don't think so. Because if you look over in Psalm 51, Psalm chapter 51, David begins to cry out, and he was messed up in himself. He said, "Thou desire," verse 6, he said, "Behold, thou desire the truth in the inward parts, and in the hidden part thou shalt make me to know wisdom. He purged me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Make me to hear joy and gladness, that the bonds which thou hast broken may rejoice. Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O Lord, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me." Amen. He said, "Grieve." He said, "God, I know it's grieved, but God, please." See, I believe old King David, I believe he remembered old King Saul. I believe he remembered how when old King David was a playing before him on the harp, how he'd take his spells and how he'd go crazy to the point of even launching javelins at him. Amen. And he said, renewing a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation. Brother Bill read this in Sunday school this morning. Uphold me with thy free spirit. Amen. He said, Lord, he said, please don't take your generous spirit away, but give me more of your spirit. Give me more of that I need. He said, I need your spiritual power. Amen. That's what renews a heart in me. That's what puts us back where we need to go. He said, then will I teach transgressors thy ways, and sinners shall be converted unto me. He said, deliver me. You think this was on his heart? He said, deliver me from blood guiltness, O God, thou God of my salvation, and my tongue shall sing aloud of thy righteousness. Amen. David said, listen, Lord, I need some help because I've sinned. Amen. I've messed up. Praise the Lord. He said, that spirit of unrest, that spirit of uneasiness, that spirit of dissatisfaction, the spirit of depression. You see, I got to thinking on this the other day as I was studying this. You know how many people in the United States today that doctors are treating for depression? You know how many of them are preachers? How many of them are pastors, men of God? They're treating for depression. I was talking to a doctor here a while back, and I couldn't believe it. He said, you wouldn't believe the pastors I treat for depression on a regular basis. He said, well, preacher, what's going on? I believe a lot of it is compromise. Amen? I believe a whole lot of it is compromise. We compromise. We compromise the Word. We compromise the house, God's house. We compromise our lives. We compromise ourselves. When we do that, we get caught up in these things, and a spirit of discontent comes in. Amen. You say, well, preacher, how do you get past that? You run to the Lord a whole lot. You seek God's face. You fall on your face, and you stay there, praise God, till you feel the presence of God again that's real. Amen. You feel that touch from the Holy Ghost of God that says, you know what? I love you, and I'm still there with you. I'll keep helping you. I'll give you the guidance. I'll give you the leadership. Just keep pressing on. Amen. And the old devil, he comes along. He said, you know, they don't like all that truth you preach. They don't like what you're saying. Some people, these people hate you. But you know what? The Holy Ghost come along. He said, hey, listen, I know what's in your heart. I know why you preach it, because you love them. Amen. Said, you just keep doing right. Amen. And a lot of times I hear what old Brother Bill's, it's never wrong to do right. Amen. It's never wrong to do right. And boy, I tell you what, that right spirit comes back. Amen. That right attitude of heart, all of a sudden, praise God, you raise up, you say, devil, just get away from me. Amen. Just get away from me. I don't want to hear your lies. Amen. I know God. I know God's people. And I know God that they love you. Amen. I know they love God. Amen. Praise God. The Holy Spirit of God begins to move. And I come out of that. Amen. But see, if you ain't careful, this old flesh will take you further than you want to go, and he'll keep you longer than you want to stay. And he'll leave you in a place of despair. See, when the dissatisfaction, discontent, and the depression after that, it leaves you in a place of despair. And then you get to a place where you can't even figure how to get out. See, that's why so many people on drugs and alcohol today. Because they get to a place, amen, where they don't know where to get out, how to get out. And when they get a little bit of reprieve, praise God, they get a breath of fresh air, then it's just like deception's back on, and they chase deception more than they chase the truth. Amen. Praise God, we need the truth. Because the truth will set us free. So Micah tells King Ahab, he said, listen, said, you don't want the truth. But he said, I'll tell you the truth. He said, God sent lying prophets. Amen. Amen. They sent lying prophets. And then I like this in verse 24. Zadok, the son of Shechanian, went near and smote Micah on the cheek and said, which way went the Spirit of the Lord from me to speak unto thee? Now this old wicked, false prophet, he goes up there and smacks Micah, and he said, why don't you tell me where that come from? Yeah. And old Micah, praise God, never even flinched. Old Micah never even flinched. You know what he said? He said, I'll tell you where that come from. He come from the very depths. He said, one of these days you're going to find yourself a huddling over in a chamber somewhere. Amen. Just wondering and wishing that you had God on your side. Amen. He said, that's where you're going to be. Amen. I'll tell you where that come from. That come from the devil. And O King Ahab, now listen to what takes place. O King Ahab, he said, the king of Israel said, take Micah and carry him back to Amnon, the governor of the city, and to Joash, the king's son. And say, thus saith the king, put this fellow in the prison and feed him with bread of affliction and with water of affliction until I come in peace. Let me tell you, let me just tell you something. You know who some of the meanest people in the world are? I'll just enlighten you now. You know who some of the meanest people in the world are? It's not the Al Capones of the world. Amen. It's not those, it's not the robbers and the murderers and the rapists and all that. You know who some of the wickedest people in the world are? It's religious people that don't know God. Amen. Some of the most wicked people I know are religious people that don't have a clue who God is. Amen. They'll make it harder on you, praise God, to try to do right than anybody you know. I'm telling the truth. Amen. They'll make it harder. Religious people that don't know God, have a form of religion, but denying the power thereof, they'll make it harder on you than anybody I know. Amen. They will. Oh, King Ahab, he was a religious man, but he didn't know nothing about the power of God. He said, you take that old prophet over there. Amen. He said, you take that old prophet and you feed him with the bread of affliction, the water of affliction, till I come back in peace. See, he's still listening to that deception. They said, oh, King, you're going to go up to Ramoth Gilead. You're going to come back in peace. Boy, it's going to be happy. We're going to have a celebration. But listen to what Micah says. I'm glad it gets the light. Micah said, if thou return at all in peace, the Lord hath not spoken by me. And he said, and I can see old Micah, he turned to the people. He said, hearken, O people, every one of you. Amen. You know what he was saying to them? He was saying, this old king that loves deception is wanting to deceive you. He said, don't listen to it. Don't listen to it. But the Bible says, old King Ahab, he got ready for battle. Him and Jehoshaphat. And he told Jehoshaphat, not like this. He was really confident in what his prophets had told him. I mean, they had assured him of the battle. I mean, assured him to come back. And they told him, he said, Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, he said, let's do it like this. Said, you put on your royal attire and you get in your chariot and you go out there and you let them see you. And said, you know, we got to let them know our presence. So Jehoshaphat, you know, he does. He dresses up in his royal attire. He rolls out there in his chariot. And here the Bible says, old King Ahab disguised himself. Huh? He didn't even want to look like the king. Amen. He said, if them old false prophets is true, the right prophet, that man of God was true, he said, I ain't going to take no chances. See, everybody that I know of, praise God, it's a living on the edge. They know what truth is.
Amen.
A whole lot of people that's living on it, they know what truth is. But they want to play right on the edge. But you know what? That old man of God, he said, you go ahead and just do what you need to, but you're not going to come back in peace. He said, if you do, he said, I'm not a prophet of God. And the Bible said that they was in the heat of the battle and said, Jehoshaphat said they was a coming after him. Amen. He's like, whoa, wait a minute. Where's King Ahab? Where's my help? Amen. And the Bible said he got in the heat of battle, he got to running, and he cried out. He said, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not the one you're mad at. And said that he was an archer there, and just by chance he pulled back. Ahab's over there in his chariot, disguised, probably just a regular chariot soldier. Said that old archer pulled back by chance. And the Bible said that it went between the pieces of his armor. Stuck him. And he said, oh goodness, chariot driver, you got to get me out of here. I'm hit. Amen. And come by the end of the day when the sun went down, his blood had every bit run out in the bottom of that chariot. He was running out on the ground. And the Bible said he died that day. If he had listened to that old man of God,
yes, sir.
If he had listened to the Word of God,
amen.
He'd have still been there at the end of the day. Amen. If we had just listened to what God tells us, praise God, He'll preserve us alive. But praise God, if we don't listen to what He says, you say, preacher, I'm saved. Hey, if we're saved and we get out of the will of God and we stay out of the will of God, God will take you out of here. Amen. God will take you out of here. There's a lot of premature graves all over this land because of people disobedient to God, trying to do their own thing in their own way. And God says, hey, come back, come back, come back. Finally, He said, it's enough. Amen. Ahab, he said, hey, listen, I've tried and tried. He said, that's enough. And He took him out. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, He's a God of glory. God's not the author of this evil. But praise God, if we choose to go evil, God will let us go. I mean, He'll let us go. He'll constantly trying to draw us back. Every time we get in this evil, God will show us the wrong of our ways. But we've got to learn to listen to God. And we've got to learn to draw back to where God can help us. Especially in this late hour that we live. Amen. Because God wants to help us today, but we've got to listen. See, that's God's universal method for taking care of situations like that. Micah said, hey, listen, I've got to take you right in the throne of grace and tell you where it all transpired. Amen. That evil spirit come down with a speaking evil, praise God, in the mouth of God, even God's prophets. Because if that's what you want to hear, amen, God will let you hear it. But God had rather you hear the truth and be saved. Amen, for His glory.